Okay, so if you remember, you're meant to dig from the ashes that are inside the kira, inside this special type of oven. Why is it considered mukhan? It's considered to be ready on Yom Tov to be used for covering the blood of an animal. What are we talking about? Up until now, it was clear that we were talking about actually digging. Suddenly we mentioned the ashes from the oven, which is not actually digging, it's not actually dirt. Rabba said, this is really what the mission said. An Eifer Kira, if you want to, if you have ash from an oven, then already you can use a chatchila to cover blood. That's really what you should use. Digging, violating Isidur Rabbanan that we discussed yesterday, digging with Melach Shein Tzricha Gufa, that already is something that you really should not take advantage of if you do not have to. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav. Right? Rav Yehuda said, "Name Rav. We're only talking about a case where the oven was used before Yom Tov. But if the oven was used on Yom Tov, meaning the ash was created on Yom Tov, it is forbidden. Because it's nullified. Be royal. It's loisbe beitza mutter. And if it is still there's still some enough coals there that such that you can use it to cook up an egg, it is permitted to use it to cover blood as well. Right? Because then it's still useful. It's not muktzah. Right?" Remember, mukts is only on items that are not useful. Tanya Namiyaki, this price is a price that says, Che'amru, Eifer Kira, Muzol, Leim Ro, Lashu Husak, Meri, Vyom Tov, Aval Husak, Vyom Tov, Asur, Vyom Roy, that's like, Besim Mutar. The price said exactly that. When we said that Eifer Kira, that the blood, which is, that the ash which is in the oven, is Mukhan, and it's permitted to be used, now we only meant if it was burnt up before Yom Tov. However, if it was burnt on Yom Tov, it is no blood. And that's only true if it has burnt down to the point where there's really no coals left. But if there's enough coals present to be able to cook up an egg, then already it's permitted to use it for other things as well. Says the Gemara, Hichnis afar legina soy ulechur vasoy mutar lechas. If you bring dirt for your garden or for your ruin, then that already is dirt which may be used to cover the egg. Why would you bring dirt into a ruin? To use it to rebuild the ruin. Use it to make bricks, to make mortar. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Machnis adam malai kupa say afar ba'ise ba kol tzarakoi." You bring a big bucket full of dirt into a house, and you can do whatever you want with it. It's mochan, it's mutter, it's not considered to be mukza. Darash Marazutra Mishmei de Marazutra Rabba. Marazutra said in the name of the more important Marazutra. That's in a case where you put it aside carefully. However, if you leave it stuck lying around, then it's not considered to be mukza. It's still mukza. Meisive, we have a response. Koi ein shoyfs naisav yemtev. A koi, which is an animal, we're not sure if it is a chaya or a bahima. You don't shift it on Yom Tov. Why? Because if it's a chaya, then if it's a non-domesticated animal, you have to cover the blood. And if it's a domesticated animal behavior, you don't have to cover the blood. And we're not sure if it's going to, you're going to have to violate the Surim Derabanan to cover the blood on Yom Tov. And therefore, chila, we actually suggest don't shift this animal at all on Yom Tov so you don't have this issue. The imshchata, and what happens if you did shecht it? Ein mechasim es damo. Then you don't cover his blood because we're not sure if you really should violate the Issa Derabanan. And if you could just use any dirt which you'd prepare, which you'd set aside before Yom Tov for any random purpose, then cover it. Why not? What's the Issa? Lita mecha lichzayeh beifer kira beifer nolz. So why wait? Why can't you cover it with dirt that was only extracted using this derabanan? Because even if you're violating this derabanan, you're doing it to be mekayim daraisa, so safek daraisa, you still do it. Or with ash from an oven, which is mutar l'chatchila to use. Ella, rather delaysa. We're talking about a case where you don't have an oven and you don't have a tool to dig up dirt. Hachanami delaysa, and so it's also a case where you didn't set aside dirt before Shabbos. Ihachi, says the Gemara, if that was the case. My area suffix, why are we saying it's a suffix? I feel it. What's the relevance of the case of a koi? I think you shouldn't shecht a koi. Even if I say you shouldn't shecht. Loi mi baya kamer. It's an additional thing. Loi mi baya bada. It's something which is for sure a chaya, whether it's for sure an obligation min ha-Torah to cover the blood, then for sure you shouldn't shecht an animal unless you know you'll be able to cover the blood. We're not sure if it's a chaya, if we're not sure if you're a chaya, we're there to cover blood. Maybe you said shecht because you want to eat it, and that's your simchas yom tov. And okay, so you won't cover the blood, nishkaferlech, the lelech tia, and you won't cover it. Pashman. Therefore, we learn from this that no, in such a case, you don't shecht it at all, and we instead take the hit in terms of simchas yom tov. Very short. I'm going to say, gentlemen, we will continue, please God, tomorrow.